This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, December 30th. Dangerously cold weather is going to be in place for several days, folks, so bundle up. Daytime temperatures are only going to be reaching the 50s in some circumstances. Nighttime lows will be in the teens, and there's going to be a bit of a wind chill. Be sure to check your pump house light, wrap your pipes, prepare your pets, and check on the less fortunate. At Meadowlea, Riglewood firefighters dealt with 7 fire calls in less than 24 hours Monday. One of the fires, volunteers saved 4 dogs that were trapped inside a burning home. That was at a fire in Bladen County where they responded to mutual aid. High winds have created dangerous fire conditions across much of the state. No burn bans have been issued. However, some central counties have a red flag warning in place. Nothing here, though. Due to the wind and dry conditions, all outdoor burning is discouraged right now. Make sure you safely dispose of ashes and coals from wood stoves and fireplaces. A traffic violation turned into a trafficking arrest in Chadbourne on December 23rd. Chief Ken Elliott of the CPD said that Sherman Lee Campbell was pulled for driving without headlights. He stopped, but he jumped from his vehicle and fled into a wooded area. Campbell, who is 67, was detained after a brief foot chase and struggle. He's being held under $45,000 secured bond, charged with trafficking in opiates, maintaining a vehicle for drug activity, resisting an officer, and misdemeanor marijuana possession. Someone used a credit card to steal $7,700 worth of seafood from Ray's Seafood and Produce on December 23rd. The sheriff's office reported that 150 pounds of lobster and 400 pounds of shrimp were taken. The case is under investigation. An armed robber hit the Powell Boulevard Family Dollar in Whiteville on Christmas Eve. No one was injured in the robbery, which took place right as the store was closing. Whiteville police are investigating. The Highway Patrol and local law enforcement are out in force as part of the Booze It and Lose It holiday enforcement effort. Troopers, deputies, and officers are hitting the roads hard between now and January 3rd. They're cracking down on impaired and unsafe drivers. So make sure, folks, if you're going to go out and have a good time, you have a designated driver. This is one of the biggest times of the year for hunters, and it can become the most dangerous. Deer and bear season end on January 1st. Most small game seasons are in, as well as some migratory birds. Now be sure you wear your orange cap or other outer garment if you're hunting, and do not enter another person's property without permission, even to retrieve your dogs and game. Just ask permission, folks, first. And always, always, always know what you are shooting at. The inaugural yam drop is Wednesday from 5:30 until 7:30 at the Garrel Depot in Tabor City. That's the first time for the New Year's Eve event. The ice skating rink is also going to be open for one more night of family fun. Tomorrow night is also the last night for the Veterans Memorial Park of America Turkey Shoot. The event begins at 6:30 p.m. Raffle tickets for a Weber smoker are available. They're $10 each, 3 for 20. The park is located at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whiteville. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.